Do not say the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord it is. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, a few minutes ago it was snowing very heavily, and now the sun has come out. Yesterday afternoon, I was talking to a nice Protestant lady from southern Kentucky, and she's not a Catholic. And so we were talking about the weather, which is a good thing to talk about, and about how it's changing very much every day or many times a day. And she said, well, that's March for you. That's the truth, isn't it? But nevertheless, March is marching on, and pretty soon it will indeed be spring, and then after spring it will be summer. Today already is mid-Lent Thursday. That means that our Lent is now half over. When you're old, time goes very quickly. When you're young, it goes very slowly. But what matters for all of us is that we make it pass well. So in Lent, we do spend a lot of time in the temple of the Lord, in church, with many prayers and devotions. And as our Lent comes to an end, at Holy Week, well, then we'll spend even more time, and the Masses will be even longer. Today, in the epistle, the Mass is actually the Mass of the dedication of a church, the church dedicated to the Holy Physicians Without Pay. Do you remember them? They came in September, Saints Cosmas and Damian. They were wealthy brothers and doctors, and they healed all the sick who came to them. No one went back home again sick. And they never sent a bill, which was, of course, one of their many miracles. Well, they built a church in their honor in Rome, and today's Mass is exactly the Mass that was used for the dedication of that church. And in the epistle, God tells his prophet Jeremiah to go and stand by the door of the temple, which is like a church for the Jews, and to say to the people going in, don't think just because you've got the right church and the right pew, that's all you need to do. Don't be saying, this is the temple of the Lord and we're fine. Oh no, he said, our Lord requires more than that of you. You must keep his commandments. You must treat everybody justly and kindly to boot. Well, that's a good reminder for us to hear as well. Today, as it happens, we have wonderful saints who help us to take care of the temple of the Lord. What's that? You are. Your body, as well as your soul, let us not forget, is the temple of God, the Holy Ghost. And so we have today Saints Cosmas and Damian, and then today's saint of the day is Saint John of God. And he dedicated the last 10 years of his life to taking care of the sick people in a certain city, Granada, in Spain, who would otherwise not have anybody to help them out. And then in the gospel, it's our Lord himself. He goes into Peter's house, that would stand for the Catholic Church, and he heals St. Peter's mother-in-law. I'm not sure what she would stand for, but she has a fever, and she gets healed by our Lord. So it's a healing Mass today. That's meant to remind us, by the way, children, that during Lent, we are meant to get stronger, not only in our souls, but even in our bodies, because sometimes people indulge too much. They drink too much, or they eat too much, or they lay around too much, and they don't work hard enough or exercise or keep a healthy diet, and that's no good for the body, which is the temple of the Holy Ghost, the church reminds us today, nor is it good for the soul. So Lent's our time to get better, to be healed. Our Lord wants to heal us. Remember that he's the divine physician, or as we call him in our devotions, the little doctor of the sick, the little doctor Jesus. And we take to him all of our sick to be healed. Saint John of God is a wonderful example of heroic charity. Remember, we said on Sunday, if you want to be a saint, you have to be a hero of a saint. Well, St. John of God was. But not everything that a saint does we're meant to imitate. For example, he got his life off to rather a bad start. He was in Portugal, and his father was an official for the government, and a priest came to their house one night needing a place to stay, and so they put him up. And the priest and St. John, who was 8 years old and not a saint yet, got talking, and the priest filled his head with all sorts of wonderful tales and stories about how it was in the big cities of Europe, John had never been to those, and how it was in the New World, and how he was going to go to the New World and do great things. Well, John decided that he would run away from home. Children, do not try this at home. And he did. He ran away with the priest. He shouldn't have. It broke his mother's heart, and she died of a broken heart about 20 days later. His father entered the Franciscan order. And in the meantime, after a while, the little boy got sick, and the priest didn't take care of him, and he abandoned him. And he was left to his own devices. And eventually, he fell in with bad companions in the army. That's the reasons 10, 11, and 12, never to join an army, children. And because of that, he fell very far from our Lord indeed. But all the time, he knew God wanted more of him, that he was a temple of the Holy Ghost, and he had to keep his soul clean and use his body to serve our Lord. Eventually, after trying this, that, and the other thing, for example, he sold religious books door to door, he heard a sermon one day, and it was a marvelous sermon, and it converted him. And he got so converted, he went a little bit crazy. And he was running around screaming and weeping, and eventually they put him in a hospital for people that aren't right. And then at that time, they didn't know too much about how to help out those kind of people, and he would be beaten every day. They thought that would be just the thing to bring someone around to his right sense. Well, he didn't mind being beaten because he thought that would be a good penance on account of all of his sins that he had committed. Well, the priest who had given the sermon, who was a certain Father John of Avila, he heard about that, and he came to see him, and he said, "See here, what's all of this nonsense? Now, don't you be doing all this. No, no, God has a will for you. You go to confession, and then this is what you should do." And he listened to the priest instead of doing his own will, and he went to Granada, and there he started taking care of sick people who didn't have anyone to help them out, probably because they couldn't pay the doctor's bills, don't you know? He started by collecting firewood, and he would sell it door to door. And when he got enough money, eventually he got a little house, and he would pick up people off the street and carry them. He was a great one for carrying people on his back. And then he would take care of them. Well, one day, there were a couple of men who were fighting on the street, and he got talking to them about how they shouldn't be fighting with each other, and instead they should serve God too. And they became his first two followers, and they're called the Hospital Brothers of St. John. And they took care of many, many sick people and did wonders. He's one of the patron saints for the sick and for the dying, is today's St. John of God, the founder of the Hospitaller Brothers. One time, his hospital, by now he had sort of a bigger hospital, his hospital caught on fire. And without thinking of himself, because his heart was on fire with love of God and neighbor, he ran into the hospital and he started carrying out the sick people who couldn't walk. And he got the last one out safely before the roof fell in. The occasion for his death was a day just like this in March when it was cold, and a little boy about his age, when he had run away from home, a little boy slipped and fell into the river, and he, without thinking, jumped right into the cold, cold waters and fished that boy out and saved his life. Well, he caught a cold, and as a result of the cold, he died. That's our saint today, St. John of God, and we have Saints Cosmas and Damian, too, who were proper doctor saints. The temple of the Holy Ghost. Let's remember that today, shall we? If we're ever tempted to commit a sin against ourselves, let's remember, oh no, I'm a temple of the Holy Ghost. Let's remember God's temple, the church, how blessed we are to be here always. And then if you're tempted to say something mean to someone or smack them, God forbid, something like that, don't you do it. Why not? He's a temple of the Holy Ghost too. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.